The Shooting USA podcast continues from the SHOT Show 2016. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth at the Sands Convention Center. This time I've got Troy McManus from the USPSA's NROI. That's the National Range Officers Institute. Troy, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
Well, you know, we've interacted quite a bit over the years as I'm bringing the audience coverage of the USPSA and other run and gun shooting competition, because it's your job to make sure that everybody's safe, and that's competitors, that's spectators, and that's my photographers on occasion. So
right.
let's talk about what NROI is about and how it works.
All right, well, the mission of the National Range Officers Institute is to promote safe handling of firearms and to also ensure that all of our competitors have a safe and fun experience when they shoot one of our stages. So the National Range Officers Institute trains four different levels, basically, of range officers. We have our basic Level 1 or range officer. That seminar and range exercise focuses on a lot on our rules, specifically on the safety rules, and then safe and proper operation of a range while we run a competitor, how to score, etc. You take a step up from that and go to the chief range officer program, and that involves a lot of course design, but also a lot more stage management. In other words, how to keep our stages running smoothly and safely. We have a multi-gun endorsement that will get you well versed in the rules for long gun competition, USPSA multi-gun, and some of our rules are used by some of the other multi-gun organizations, specifically the safety rules. And then the ultimate, ticket you can get would be the Range Master Certification, which is about a year-long process, and it involves quite a bit of coursework. It involves being a chief range officer on a range at one of our national championships so that we can observe you. And then there's an oral review by, you know, basically what's going to be your peers, the other range masters. And then the top level that we have would be range master instructor, which, you know, requires obviously some national match experience and the ability to teach.
Right. And there's a lot more to this than just seeing a situation that might be a hazard or having the commands at the ready and being in the right position at the right time to make sure something unsafe doesn't happen. There's also a people aspect that goes into this, because a lot of times, as especially a range master, but also as a range officer, you have to be able to make a call, and you have to be able to be sure, number one, it's the right call,
right.
But then you also have to deal with, you know, people's reaction and people's personalities and things like that. There's a lot of things that go into this.
Right. As you can imagine, we have a fair number of type A shooters in the sport.
Yes.
Competition gets pretty intense sometimes, and nobody likes to have a call made that affects their performance, whether it's a procedural penalty that costs them some time or some points, or whether it's a disqualification for doing something unsafe. But you're absolutely right. We like to make sure what we're calling. We teach our range officers that if you're not sure, you really can't call it. So be sure what you see, but, you know, be confident in your call. And then when you're dealing with competitors as a range master or chief range officer or whatever your job might be on the range, is, you know, we always say that we're shooters first and range officers second.
Right.
It's one of the few actual sports that's more or less self-refereed. So if you
sure.
think about that, our competitors are also our range officers in a lot of ways. So we always like to make sure that you put yourself in that competitor's shoes and treat them professionally and courteously, even when you have to give them the ultimate disqualification.
Right. And a lot of times these guys are friends, and at the
right.
club level or the state level, the area level, even they've shot together and they know each other and things
Absolutely.
Like that. For the guy who's maybe gotten interested in a USPSA club at his hometown, he shot a few matches, it's important for that guy or that girl, for that matter, to understand that you become an asset to your club if you become a certified range officer.
That's
you
right.
can help out with matches and things. You know, you start to understand the sport better. A lot of these things are worth talking about, because for the new shooter, this is another way to expand your game.
Right. One of the points that I like to make in my classes, and I think most of the other instructors do, is that I ask the students, raise your hand, how many of you heard that we had a rule book and wanted to get some of those rules?
Right.
And I never see any hands. But I say, how many of you started this shooting because you were having fun doing it? Of course, everybody in there. But the other thing that we like to emphasize is that as a competitor, you take a level one range officer seminar, learn those basic rules, you have an advantage over the guys that haven't taken that seminar, because there are a lot of things in our rules that you can use to your advantage as a competitor. So simply taking a seminar makes you a better competitor. It also makes you a better range officer.
Certainly. And, again, an asset to your club. Right. More range officers mean more stages can be run at the at the same time, and
more
you can
help.
Move through the stage quickly.
Right.
It's excellent stuff. How does somebody get involved in this? How do we do? You know, what's the next step for somebody who's hearing this and thinks, I'd like to do that?
The first step would be to try to, you know, gather some interest in your area so that you have enough people to attend the seminar. We have an online sign-up form for seminars. If you go to uspsa.org on the web, there's an NROI tab. You just simply click on that, click on schedule a seminar, and it guides you through the whole process. Typically, we recommend a minimum of 20 people because that helps satisfy the minimum cost of the class.
Sure.
Then we line up an instructor. We send that instructor your way. The club, our host, is responsible for hotel room and meals for the instructor. USPSA pays the travel costs
right.
out of the cost of the class. And hopefully we end up with 20 or 30 newly minted range officers that can go and make sure their clubs are doing safe things and consistent safe things.
Excellent. And continuing to grow the sport.
Right.
That's the point. And it's worth noting we have a 100% absolutely spotless safety record.
That's
in the
correct.
USPSA.
Correct.
And it's because we take the safety so seriously, and the NROI is in place.
Right.
Excellent. Well, excellent work, Troy. Keep it up. And it works well for us, too, because we're able to bring the shooting sports to our audience and, again, maintain that safety record.
Well, we love having you.
Fantastic stuff. There's more from the SHOT Show on the Shooting USA podcast. Stay tuned.